Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Kovacs here. Mishnah Yomi today is in chapter 5, Bava Batra, Mishnayot 6, 7. 5, 6, 7. Arba Midot B'mochrin. There are four measures, four situations in a sale. Now we're going to see what this means. Mocher lo chitim yofot. The seller said this is good, high quality, high yield wheat. Nimso rot. And it turns out the product he got is not so good. Halokeach yachol lachzer bo. The buyer can retract. He didn't get what was advertised. Raot, it was advertised as lower quality wheat, cheaper wheat. Nimsa yafot, and it actually turns out it's pretty good. Mocher yachol lachzer bo. The seller can retract. The seller can say, well, I actually didn't mean to give you that wheat. That was for a different customer. I meant to give you something else. Raot nimsu raot. If it's advertised as not very good, and it turns out, yeah, it's not so good, or yafot, it's advertised as very good, nimso yafot, and it turns out, yes, it is high quality, ein echad mehem yachol lachzorbo. Neither of them can retract. Now, in the Gemara, they say, isn't that obvious? Well, yeah, but even if he was advertising it as not so great, and it turns out it's really what they call bottom of the barrel wheat, it's really, you know, the lowest of the low, I mean, it's still usable, it's just, you know, really bad, even then the buyer can't retract because the buyer accepted what the seller said. It was low quality. And yeah, it's really low quality. Shkoyach. And the same way at the seller said, yeah, I'm giving you good stuff. And it turns into giving him the best of the best, the stuff he normally would have, you know, set aside for himself or his most loyal customers. He says, oh, I didn't mean to give you that one. I meant to give you something a little bit lower. Well, he advertised high quality. He gave high quality. The deal is done. Now the Mishnah goes on, Shechamtit. He advertised dark, you know, sunburned wheat, it's a dark form of wheat, nimtzu lavona, and it's white wheat. Lavona v'nimtzu shechamtit, or vice versa, or eitzim shel zayit, he advertised wood from an olive tree, nimtzu shel shikma, and he gave him wood from the sycamore tree. Shel shikva, nimtzu shel zayit, or vice versa. Or yain, he advertised he's selling a barrel of wine, nimtzu chometz, and it's vinegar. Chometz, he's trying to sell vinegar, nimtzu yain, turns out it's wine. Shneim yachim lechazorbo, both the buyer and the seller can retract on the sale and undo the transaction because it's not what they asked for, or it's not what they thought they were getting, or what they thought they were selling. So it's simply a mekach taut, a mistaken transaction. Now on to Mishnah Zayin. Now hold on to your kippot because we're going to get into some nitty-gritty of kinyanim, of transactions, acquisitions here. Hamocher peirot lechaveiro. Someone is selling produce to his buddy. Moshach, the buyer did a meshicha, he drew the produce toward himself, pulled it, v'lamadad, but they hadn't measured it yet, kana. It's a valid transaction. Now the Bartnura explains, what are we dealing with? It's a case where they're in the Reshut HaRabim, they're in the public street, and he's pulling this produce into a simta, like an alleyway, like a semi-public, semi-private place, or into the chatzer that they share. He's pulling it out of the street to show that it's his, and we have to be dealing with a place where they agreed upon the price already. If there was no agreement on price, then there's no transaction. So now the buyer has done a kinyan meshicha, the act of acquisition through pulling, and even though they haven't, you know, measured out exactly how much it is yet, he knows how much per unit. He can tell the guy, you know, stop pulling, or tell the guy when to stop filling up, and he's got what he needs. Now the Mishnah adds the reverse case, modod, they measured it, v'lo moshach, but the buyer hasn't pulled it yet, lo kana. This is not a kinyan. Well, shouldn't that be obvious? Well, it's even when they measured it into the kalim, the vessels, the containers of the buyer. But if they're in Reshut HaRabim, the public street, then even the containers belonging to the buyer pouring the stuff in there is not an effective kinyan until he does something like meshicha, pulling it towards him, or hagbah, or lifting it up. The Gehati brings another explanation. It could even be a case where they're in one of these semi-private public areas, you know, a dead-end street, an alley, a shared chutzner that they both have rights to. But now instead of using the vessels, the kalim of the buyer, they're measuring into the vessels belonging to the seller. So even in that case, where it's not a Reshut HaRabim, a public property issue that's holding up the kinyan, but they're simply in the containers belonging to the seller. So the Mishnah explains, so what do you want to do if you want to buy something right now, but you don't want to do meshicha and pull it into your own property from the place it is? Im haya pikeach, if the buyer's a smart guy, socher et mekomo, he can rent the place this produce is sitting on. So he's on the property of the seller. He's in his mekolet or in his car lot, or his goren, his threshing floor, and he wants to acquire it right now. So he can rent for a dollar or a shekel the land that the produce is sitting on, and then he does a kinyan chatzer. A kinyan chatzer is you can acquire whatever is on your property. Now, what about buying flax? So we've been talking about buying produce, which is typically heavy, comes in barrels or boxes or bundles. You can do mashicha, you can pull it. If you try to pull a little bundle of flax, half the flax is going to fall out the back of the bundle. So flax, you don't acquire it until you lift it and move it from one place to another. The Bartner says that's kinyan hagbah, is lifting up. So instead of trying to drag a bundle of flax, you have to actually pick it up. Don't worry, it's light. And typically, as we saw way back in Kiddushin, a kinyan hagbah seems to be more powerful and works in more places than a kinyan meshicha, than the kinyan of pulling something. Finally, the Mishnah notes, im haya mechuber lekarka, if this flax is still on the ground, he's on the flax field of the seller and he wants to buy it right now, tolish kol shehu, he detaches even some of it, kana. He then buys all of it, obviously the whole amount that the buyer and seller have agreed on. So how does this work? So the Bartner explains, the seller is saying, you can rent my field, you know, for a shekel, and you can acquire it by doing a little work. Do a little bit of work, you acquire it for rental, and then because now you're renting this whole field, you acquire all the flax on it, even the flax that's still attached. So this doing a little bit of malacha, a little bit of labor on the friend's field, that's a chazaka. The chazaka we saw back in chapter 3, Chezkot Batim, not the chazaka of sitting there for 3 years with color of title, but the chazaka of doing something that improves or changes the land, that is enough to own it for a schirut, for a temporary rental, which is enough to acquire everything on it through kinyan chatzer. Yeshar koach, tizkud le mitzvot.